Sairam Day listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai. Prashant Tirali, I'm giving you a live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. As the proceedings in the Sai Kulwant Hall have ended just now, it's now time for us to get back to the studios for the evening session of this Thursday live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another fresh episode of Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. Today we have with us Praveena sir and his students taking you along in this class, telling you the meaning of certain mantrams which we have completed in the previous sessions. And now over to Praveena sir for the meanings.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Let us commence our session with the Ganesha Prarthana Mantra chanting together. Om
Gananantva Ganapati Gumhavamahe Kavim Kavinamupamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrunvannoti Vissida Sadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virvajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavato Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.
Sai Ram, you remember last two sessions we are learning the Trisuparna mantras, and we were learning word by word and also repeating the sentences by making them into smaller bits, and that's how we learned the Trisuparna mantra. But before that we had learned the Pavamana Suktam, as I had given a brief introduction to this great mantram. Because this mantram, Pavamana Suktam, is for the purification. And you can see the Soma, the sacred intoxicator, is the Lord of Delight. And Pavamana is another name for this Soma. Pavamana also means that which flows, that which purifies. And this mantra that is found in Taittiriya Samhita and Taittiriya Brahmana also. This Pavamana Suktam, as I had given earlier, a very brief introduction, is chanted during various occasions, especially for with an objective of purifying oneself and purifying the location where the individual is staying. All the objects are also purified. Here, particularly the sacred waters, very, very sacred waters are used for the purification, and this water, sacred water, is so sanctified that it is known to have given birth even to the sage Kashyapa and also Lord Indra. The very first stanza, the Hiranyavarna Shuchaya Pavakaha Yasu Jata Kashyapa Yasu Indraha. So here it is very clearly mentioned that in this golden, pure and purifying waters were born Kashyapa and Indra. The fire god Agni was also made by these waters. So such sanctified waters be with which is full of bliss, and let it make us happy. The king Varuna is in their midst, examining men for truth and falsehood, which is mentioned in the second stanza of this Pavamana Suktam. And these waters are pure, purifying, and let these waters be full of bliss and make us happy. Repeatedly, this is mentioned here. And these waters are the food for gods. They are found in various environments. And these pure waters drench the earth. And let these waters be full of bliss and make us happy. If you see, the last part of the second pada of each of these verses, there is in the beginning initial verses, you can see Tana Apashagasyona Bhavantu. Okay, let the waters be full of bliss and make us also happy. And as you go on to the next stanza, you can see the waters that we see with our peaceful eyes. And it's mentioned here, please, this water, request to this sacred waters that please touch my skin, okay, with your body. And even the fires which exist in there, in different waters, and please bless me with brilliance, strength and power. And these, those who purify, live in Suvarloka, let them with holiness and thought, along with the deity Potha, purify us. So here, mention is made not merely to that Soma god, but also the that same power, same energy who is expressing its himself in various forms, various deities. So Potha is one such deity, and also it's mentioned, let the gods purify me. Let me be purified by Manu and other learned ones. Let all human beings purify me. O God, who knows all those who are born, purify us. O God, purify us with purity. O God, who shines with purity, purify us. O fire God, purify us. Give us willpower. So if you see all these stanzas, which are considering such sacred God as a purifier, and water being the reflection of such purifying God. So water is used to purifying all the objects, including one's own individual self. So God, who is said to be very pure form of love, Swami has often told, mentioned about this, God is pure, and He is the pure form of love. And that's how the God, when He does anything, any act that He shows, any deed that He performs, is basically a purifying one to all the devotees. That's why, by merely praying to such God, who is the very embodiment of pure and also the sacred love, I think we will be able to purify ourselves. Also, prayer is made in the next stanza, O God, who knows all those who are born, purify us. O God, purify us with purity. O fire God, Agni, purify our knowledge using your power, which is spread all over and which is midst of your flames. Here, as all of us know, the Agni, the God Agni, the fire God, is also said to be the purifier. Nothing, no impurity can exist with this Lord Agni. He burns everything, and finally what remains is ash. So you can see He is a very embodiment of purification, and He is able to purify even those who pray to Him for the purification. He who recites Pavamana Sukta, it is said, which is the essence of Vedas, as it is mentioned here, collected by sages, and for him Saraswati, Goddess Saraswati, who is the very embodiment of knowledge, clarity, and also the very embodiment of the Soma, she blesses all such individuals. This Pavamana Sukta also leads to peaceful and indestructible life. They can be easily understood and knowledge can be improved. The sages understand the essence of Vedas from these. And this is the nectar for the knower of God. Those who are purified by Pavamana Suktam get this world as well as the next world. Their wishes would be fulfilled and they would be united with the God and goddesses. Now this verily shows us, by merely praying, by merely chanting with all devotion and fervor, one will be able to get the very sanidhya or the proximity of God and goddesses. Because God and goddesses themselves are the very form, embodiment of purification and also all the knowledge. This Pavamana Sukta leads to the peaceful and indestructible life. And you can see, the one can easily understand even the mental clarity, and also the sages understand the essence of Vedas. And those gods who are pure, we are praying to such gods, of course, all those gods who are the very embodiment of the Lord Soma, the Pavamana, they are the pure gods, and we are praying to such gods for the purification. With thousands of showers of purity, may the Pavamana Sutta purify us. These verses purify the Creator Himself, make us hundredfold great, and with golden luster make the knowledge of Brahman ours, make us pure and purify us. And you can see in the end, it is mentioned, may Lord Indra purify us by right path, by showing the right path. May Soma purify us by peace and well-being. May Varuna purify us by his closeness. May King Yama purify us with his strength. And may Jataveda purify us with energy. So this is the Jataveda god, the goddess, who is the very form or the very embodiment of energy. So that's why even the last stanza, which discusses about the importance and the strength of all the gods, and we are praying to all these gods for the very purification of our own selves, and to get his the closer proximity of these gods. So such great mantra is Pavamana Sukta, and as it's mentioned here, it is the one which purifies one's individual self and all the others who recite them and who listen to this particular mantra. And not merely that, the location or this place where we live, where we dwell, that also be purified. That is the reason why this Pavamana Suktam is chanted on such occasions when we choose to live, when we choose to go into a new dwelling locations. So that's how this is the mantra which is used for in general purification. So this is the greatness of mantra. I think by reciting this mantra, this Pavamana Suktam, definitely with all fervor and devotion to Lord Pavamana, the Soma, we'll be able to definitely sanctify our lives. After this Pavamana Suktam, as all of you know, we have gone to the next mantra, the Trisuparna mantra, which comes as the part of the Taittiriya Upanishad, as we already started learning it. And before we go into this particular, the meaning of this mantra, I think we'll once chant this mantra so that we'll be able to recollect all these sentences that come as a part of this mantra. We'll chant the Samhita part together.
Om Brahma me tumam, madhu me tumam, Brahma meva madhu me tumam, yaste soma prajavatso bhiso aham, dushvapnahan durushyah, yaste soma pranagastanjuhomi, trisuparnamayachitam brahmanaya dadyat, brahma hatyam vayete gramte, ye brahmanastri suparnam patante, te somam prapruvante, asahasrat pangtim punante, om brahma medhaya, madhu medhaya, brahma meva madhu medhaya, adhyano deva savita prajavatsa vesaubhagam paradushva priyagum suva vishwani deva savitar duritani parasuva yad bhadram tanmasuva madhuvatarta yate madhuksharam tisindhavaha madvirna santoshadhe madhunak ಮುತೋಷಿ ಮಧುಮತ್ ಪಾರ್ಥಿವ ಗುಂರಜ ಮಧುಜೌರಸ್ತು ನ ಪಿತ ಮಧುಮಾನೋ ವನಸ್ಪತಿರ್ ಮಧುಮಾಗುಮಸ್ತು ಸೂರ್ಯ ಮಾ ದೀರ್ಘವೋ ಭವಂತು ನಃ ಯೈಮಂ ತ್ರಿಸುಪರ್ಣಮಯಾಚಿತಂ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಯ ದದ್ಯಾತ್ ಭ್ರೂಣಹತ್ಯಾಂ ವಾ ಏತೇ ಘ್ನಂತಿ ಯೇ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಸ್ತ್ರಿಸುಪರ್ಣಂ ಪಠಂತಿ ತೇ ಸೋಮಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನುವಂತಿ ಆಸಹಸ್ರಾತ್ ಪಂಕ್ತಿಂ ಪುನಂತಿ ಓಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮೇಧವಾ ಮಧುಮೇಧವಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮೇವ ಮಧುಮೇಧವಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವಾನಾಂ ಪದವೇ ಕವೀನಾಂ ಋಷಿರ್ವಿಪ್ರಾಣಾಂ ಮಹಿಷೋ ಮೃಗಾನಾಂ ಶೇನೋ ಹೃದ್ರ ನಾಗಸ್ವರಿ ತಿರ್ವನ ನಾಗುಂ ಸೋಮ ಪವಿತ್ರ ಮತ್ತೇತಿರೇಭನ್ನ ಹಂಸ ಶುಚಿ ಸತ್ವಸುರಂತರಿಕ್ಷ ಸದ್ಧೋತಾವೇ ದಿಶದತಿ ನಿರ್ಧುರೋಣ ಸತೆ ದೃಷದ್ವರಷದೃಶ ಸದ್ಯೋಮ ಸದಬ್ಜ ಗೋಜ ಹೃದಜ ಅಧ್ರಿಜ ಹೃತಂ ಬೃಹತ್ ರುಚೇತ್ವಾ ರುಚೇತ್ವಾ ಸಮಿತ್ಸ್ರವಂತಿ ಸರಿತೋ ನಧೇನಾಃ ಅಂತರ್ಹೃದ ಮನಸಾ ಪೂಯಮಾನ ಹೃದಸ್ಯ ಧಾರಾ ಅಪಿ ಚಾಕಶೇಮಿ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಯೋ ವೇತಸೋ ಮಧ್ಯ ಆಸಾಂ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಸುಪರ್ಣೋ ಮಧುಕೃತ್ಕುಲಾಯೇ ಭಜನ್ನಾಸ್ತೆ ಮಧುದೇವತಾಭ್ಯಃ ತಸ್ಯಾ ಸತೇ ಹರಯ ಸಪ್ತತೀರೇ ಸ್ವದಾಂ ದುಹಾನಾ ಅಮೃತಸ್ಯ ಧಾರಾ ಯೈದಂ ತ್ರಿಸುಪರ್ಣಮಯಾಚಿತಂ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಯ ದದ್ಯಾತ್ ವೀರಹತ್ಯಾಂ ವಾ ಹೇತೇ ಘ್ನಂತಿ ಯೇ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಾಸ್ತ್ರಿಸುಪರ್ಣಂ ಪಠಂತಿ ತೇ ಸೋಮಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ನುವಂತಿ ಆಸಹಸ್ರಾತ್ ಪಂಕ್ತಿಂ ಪುನಂತಿ ಓಂ.
ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಲಿಟರೇಚರ್ ದಿ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಆರ್ ಫೈರ್ ಪ್ರಜಾಪತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಇವನ್ ಅದರ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪುರಾಣಸ್ ದಿ ಗರುಡ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ದ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಮಂಗ್ ದಿ ಬರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಮೃತ ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೀ ದ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಿಚ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾನಾರಾಯಣವಲ್ಲಿ ಮಹಾನಾರಾಯಣ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ತ್ರಿಸುಪರ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಗಾಡ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೋಲ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಬರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ದ ಗರುಡ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಮೃತ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ತ್ರೀ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ದೇ ಗಾಡ್ ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೋಲ್ ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಓಂ ಬೀಂಗ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ ಸೊ ದಿ ಓಂ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ದ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಸ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪ್ಯಾಸೇಜಸ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಒನ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ದಟ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸುಪರ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ತ್ರೀ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ತ್ರಿಸುಪರ್ಣ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದಿ ಹೈಲೈಟಿಂಗ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೇಧವ ಇಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಮೇತುಮ ಸೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಏತು ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ರೀಚ್ ಮಧು ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರಿಪೀಟ್ಸ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯೂ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಯ ಸೊ ಮಧು ದ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಿ ಓ ಸೋಮ ಸೋಮ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ಸ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಅ ಫ್ಯೂ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸೋಮ ಇನ್ ಜನರಲ್ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ದಿ ಪ್ರಜಾಹ ದ ಕ್ರೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ದುರುಶ್ವಾನ್ ದ ಸಾರೋಸ್ And also we have the Dushyapnaham, destroyer of bad dreams. So you can see the first paragraph, which can be summarized as the prayer which is made, O Lord, being one among thy creature, I am thy child. Suppress the dreary dream of empirical existence that I experience. For that I offer myself as an oblation into thee. So that's how the mantra starts. Trisuparna mayachitam, as the paragraph goes on, you can see the meaning of which. One may impart Trisuparna to the Brahmana unsolicited. Usually there is a procedure for the mantra to be preached onto a disciple. The disciple has to make a request. He has to surrender himself to the guru. But here, the Trisuparna mayachitam brahmanaya dadyat. It can be imparted to a Brahmin, Brahmana, unsolicited. So these Brahmanas who recite Trisuparna mantra indeed destroy even the sin of Brahmini side. So they attain the fruit of the performance of Soma sacrifice. They purify all those who sit in a row of 1,000. That means while at dinner, and attain union with Pranava, that is the deity of this mantra. Here the Om is being repeated, and you can see the Om, Pranava itself, Pranava mantranam setuhu. In fact, the Pranava itself is said to be the very bridge that can take us across the ocean of this Vedic knowledge. So this Pranava is the deity of this particular mantra, and knowledge is imparted for a disciple generally on a request, as I said. But this mantra may be given to any Brahmin who encounters without his asking for it. So that's how this mantra can be preached, can be given to such Brahmin. Here Brahmin is not by birth, but by virtue of his own act, by his own deed, good deeds, by his closeness to Brahman, Brahmana, Brahman, the closeness to Brahman, his sadhana towards the Brahman, then he is the one who is the worthy to receive this mantra. So that in the next paragraph goes, you can see the Brahma Medhava. That Brahmin is attained through the power of intelligence, this Brahman. The Brahman is attained, the Brahman, he refers to the highest, highest power of the great Lord, which can be attained through the power of intelligence, Medha, Brahma Medhava, intelligence. That bliss is attained through the power of, again, the intelligence, Brahma Medhava, Madhu Medhava. And the bliss which is indeed Brahman. So here, although they are mentioning separately as Brahma Medhava, Madhu Medhava, but Brahma Medha, Madhu Medhava, in the very next sentence, that bliss which is indeed Brahman, which can be attained through the power of intelligence. So, O God, O Thou, the Creator, bless us today with the prosperity consisting of progeny. Turn away from us the bad dream. Turn away from us all the sins. Bring to us that which is beneficial. He continues to say, let the rivers flow sweetly. Let the herbs be sweet to us and beneficial to us. Let there be sweetness day and night. Let the particle of earth, let the heaven and the fathers be sweet to us. Let the sun be sweet and beneficial to us. Let the cows be sweet. Sweet in what way? Sweetness bearing to us, which means the very amrita, the milk which is given by the cows, let it also be sweet and blissful to us. The word brahmahatya in this paragraph means the feticide or hurting a brahmana. Here the brahmana again refers to the one who is a sadhaka, who is eligible of receiving such mantra, and also who is full of good virtues, and hurting him is said to be a papam. That's why Brahma Hatya Dosha one can attain. That's why to remove such dosha, this mantra is chanted. Similarly, as you continue, you can see the Yaidam Chisuparana Mantram Brahmanaya Dadyat. And then he goes, Ruchetva, Ruchetva. I offer into the sacrificial fire the ghee with a view to acquire the Vedas necessary to worship God. Necessary for his own worship. So also he says, in continuation with it, Hiranmayo Vetasu, Vetasu. In that Ahavaniya fire, I offer unbroken currents of clarified butter, that is the ghee, to the one who is magnified as the Tisuparna, who dwells in the bodies of all the beings, who confers bliss to each according to their merits. In his proximity are seated the seven sages who destroy the sins. And you can see even in the later paragraph, the Ya Idam Trisuparna Mantram, where it's mentioned, all other sentences mean almost the same, but Virhatya Va Ete Gnanti. Here the Virhatya means slaying of the worthy Brahmana again, or an anointed king, Vira, Virhatya. So that's how this can be, all these three types of sins, Brahmahatya, Virahatya, Bhrunahatya, all three types of sins can be overcome. If their effect can be overcome by chanting this mantra, that's what the greatness of this mantra is mentioned in this particular mantra. So this mantra is, which comes as a part of this Mahanayana Upanishad. And you can see these three paragraphs which categorically tell about or talk about the three types of sins one may commit. Bhrunahatya, Virahatya and Brahmahatya can get away with such papas, such severe papas merely by chanting this great mantra, Trisuparna mantras. So that's how the name Three Suparna mantras has come to this mantra. So this is the overall meaning of this particular mantra. I think by chanting this mantra, it's very, very beneficial to each one of us. So both Pavamana Suktam and also Trisuparna mantras, since we already learned this in our session, I think it's better we chant them whenever it's possible with correct intonations and also with all efficacy, so that definitely as we have given the meaning, we'll be able to get the benefit out of chanting these mantras. With this, I think we can bring the session, today's session, to a close. But we'll close the session with the Kshama Prarthana Mantra chanting together.
Om Yadakshara Parabrashtam Matra Hirantu Yadbhavet Tatsarvam Kshamyatam Deva Narayaninamostute Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Nyunani Chatiriktani Kshamasvasayeshwara Aparada Sahasrani Kriyante Harnishanmaya Dasoyamiti Mamatva Kshamasvasayeshwara Anyadhasharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karunya Bhavena Rakshasayeshwara Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Sayeshwara Arpanamastu.
With this we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the coming class, we shall take up another new mantra, along with its significance and the chanting as well as the meaning. Now it's time for us to get back to the next session of this Thursday Live Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, hosted by Brother Bishu. Sai Ram and happy listening. Over to Brother Bishu.